The Filipino, many compare to Donald Trump, is now president-elect of his country. Rodrigo Duterte is known as the tough-talking, tough-acting mayor of one of the largest cities in the Philippines, Davao. And after yesterday's landslide victory, Duterte is set to be sworn into office on June 30th. Reporter Aurora Almendral is in the capital, Manila, and joins me now. Some pundits say Duterte's election is just another victory for populist politics, simple solutions to complex problems, and voters evidently like that. Would you agree with that, Aurora?
Yeah, on some level, that's exactly what he did. He ran on almost single platform of peace and order. A lot of the people that voted for him said that this is the reason why they were voting, because they wanted less crime in the Philippines, drug dealers put to justice, and to have peace and order in the country.
How big was the landslide?
Pretty big. He was 15 points ahead of the next candidate, but he did only get 38% of the votes. So it was a landslide victory in terms of the following candidates, but he didn't get more than 50% of the Filipino vote.
So what is the mood now in the Philippines, now that they know there's this provocative man who's going to be leading the country for the next few years?
The mood is surprisingly unifying, considering how vitriolic, how vicious the days preceding the elections were. The current president accused Duterte of being a dictator in the making. Duterte was calling opponents bad words. Things were very bad in the lead up to the elections, but as soon as Duterte's lead became clear that he would become the president, the other candidates, they offer their support to Duterte, and it seems that people seem to be rallying behind Duterte, especially his opponents, who quickly unified behind him.
Today, the Sydney Morning Herald headline reads, "Forget Donald Trump, Australia needs to worry about the Philippines' Rodrigo Duterte." And the point was the South China Sea, very hot and sensitive geopolitical space, and there's a lot of concern in Australia that somebody like Duterte could do something unpredictable and destabilize the whole region. What do you make of that?
Well, Duterte has particularly been pushing the buttons of Australia. Shortly before the elections, he made a really unsavory joke that outraged everyone about wanting to be the first to rape an Australian missionary that had died during a prison riot.
Yeah, after super that, provocative statement.
Very provocative statement. And after that, he threatened to cut ties with Australia. So it does make him seem like an unstable and unpredictable geopolitical player. As far as the South China Sea goes, earlier today mentioned that if China backed off from claiming the islands, he would do it as well. It seems that he's much more willing to take a more passive stance. But again, there's still a lot more talk than there are policy details.
Yeah, it sounds right now like his policy on the South China Sea is basically, China, you can squat, but don't say it's yours.
Yeah, basically. But the worrying thing about him is he is unpredictable, and he will say things seemingly off the cuff that sounds like it might have larger geopolitical consequences.
Do you get a sense that there is an overall distaste for conventional politicians in the Philippines right now? And is that part of what got Duterte this landslide victory?
Absolutely. That's a huge part of it, if not entirely, because every other politician has been a traditional politician. Dynasties are huge in the Philippines. And the next candidate that got the second most votes to Duterte, Mar Rojas, is the grandson of the first president of the republic. And so these kinds of oligarchical dynastic families have always looked after their own interests. And a lot of Filipinos are very tired of that, which is why somebody like Duterte comes off as your uncle who's standing drunkenly in the street corner making jokes. That's why he appeals a lot to Filipinos, because he seems like somebody who's like the average Filipino, and they think will connect with the problems of the average Filipino and the issues that are important to them.
Aurora Almendral, reporting from Manila in the Philippines. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Marco.